What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Now back to Warriors This Week on 95.7 The Game.
All right, 2 hours in, 1 hour to go. Evan Giddings, Dan DeVoe, and Warriors This Week.
Kind of feel like
edition.
We're being eulogized today. Like a lot of people calling in and saying, really enjoyed your work and thank you. And
yeah, I mean,
we're not going anywhere.
Yeah, I'm not going to croak. You know, Dan's a little older than me, but he's not going anywhere.
We'll still be here next Saturday, right?
I sure hope so. Easy pasta. By the way, yeah, thanks to our YouTube audience. Yeah, real bang up analysis, Evan. Kerr likes who he doesn't like, and he likes who he likes. Yeah, just. You know, sometimes you're trying to think and things don't just, they just don't come out of your mouth correctly.
Why do you care? Why do you care what the text line these people are saying about you? We got to sit you down.
I try to take constructive criticism.
You got to go to Ray Ratto School of Broadcasting for like 2 hours. Well, Ray Ratto just turns off all of this.
Dude, he's a legend, number one. Number two, there was one time I was talking to him about, it wasn't even about this, or people saying things about you, or, you know, critiquing you, whatever. And I go, Ray, you know, like when callers call in and say, and he cut me off, he goes, stop.
So
why
stop.
Would I ever take a caller? And I looked at him, I was like, Ray, you don't take calls? And he goes, they don't matter. These people don't matter. Now, we see differently. Obviously, yeah. I love the conversation that people bring in, but it was just so funny. Before I could even finish the question, he goes, why?
That's so him.
Why would
that is a great stick right there.
Ever think that these people matter? All right, these people do matter. And kick us off, Jocko in SoCal. Get us going here. What's up, man? Good morning.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm down here in SoCal picking up my son from college like Guru is with his daughter. So,
sweet.
I hope he's having fun with his kid. And if you're listening on the Odyssey app like I am, Guru, have fun. I just wanted to touch on a few things. I think this past season was probably their best chance to win a title. Unfortunately, moving forward, Steph is going to be 38. He's going to have two old players around him that can't space the floor, and Draymond and Jimmy. So, I mean, they're going to have to look to fill those other two roster spots around him with a rim-protecting big who can stretch the floor and a point-of-attack defender who can create as well, who can shoot threes. And I just think that's a really tall order with how much of the salary cap that Jimmy and Steph are taking up to be able to fill out the roster. And Dan, you've been talking about, Gafford, Nick Claxton, and, you know, those centers, they're going to have to want to come to the Warriors and then play with Draymond, which is, you know, there's just not going to be a spacing, but they're also going to be okay with, you know, not getting any playing time in the playoffs because that's when Draymond goes to the five. So I don't know about you guys, but I just think it's a tall order to fill those spots, and finding a guy who's going to be okay just riding the pine once the playoffs come is going to be difficult as well.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that they're – and actually, this was in, Dan, the Athletic kind of conclusion article from Anthony Slater and Marcus Thompson. Quote, some in the organization who landed on the side of exploring Pajemski's value, and this was last summer when he was in potential trade talks, see a need for more of a Jordan Poole type of playmaker, a confident shooter and offensive creator who can share in the playmaking load with Curry and Butler. Both veterans will require rest and management next regular season. That's, while Jordan Poole wasn't a perfect player, they don't right now have someone that can handle the offensive workload when either of those two players are not in the game. And I think to Jocko's point, it's like, you need to, you're going to have to load manage next season more than ever before. And they don't really have a player that can shoulder the load. Either that player is too young or it feels like that player is too old.
I think for the Warriors next year, if you're really going to bank on these three, and again, you're under some delusion or you're under sort of like doctor's medication where you think these three old players are going to get you through 82 games and make a deep run into the postseason, one of two things has to happen. Someone like Pajemski is going to have to turn into Jalen Brunson, where you have this player that comes out of nowhere that just becomes a star. I mean, a star. You're not a good role player away. You're not like, well, we need some shooters, and let's just, you know, if I was to listen to Dunleavy, it almost sounds as though, well, we just need to plug some gaps here and there, and we'll be okay. We just need to surround these three guys. It's almost as if he's talking about Butler, Draymond, and Steph as if they were 28, 29, and 30 years of age, respectively. And we just need to fill in some pieces. No, you need some stars. Like, they're almost at a point where they're now the role players. They're the secondary pieces to somebody that could be an A-lister or a number one. Because I don't know that, aside from Steph, that Jimmy Butler and certainly not Draymond Green are number one options anymore. And so the only way if this is to work is if that you stumbled on something or newfound money that Pajemski or Moody or somebody becomes not just, ooh, really good, but an absolute star like a Jalen Brunson or some like Norm Powell suddenly has this breakout season. Like, that's what you need if you were to have any sort of chance to go along with these three.
Well, that's why looking at what parts of this roster they need to address, it feels like what they need is what, one, they've either failed to develop, or two, traded away. Again, a pool-type player that plays all 82 games and can score you 20 to 25 points a night. They traded that player for a 38-year-old point guard. They've also failed to develop what we're talking about, a big man. You missed on Wiseman. They've mismanaged really the most talented player that they've drafted recently in Jonathan Kuminga. Or he hasn't been ready, whatever you subscribe to. It hasn't worked, and he's probably on his way out. So again, all of these things that we're asking for to help supplement the age and inevitable inconsistent play connected with that age from Curry, Butler, and Draymond, you've either had and you've given it away, or you failed to develop someone that can step in. And you're really just hoping at this point that Pajemski takes a massive leap, or Moody takes a massive leap, or if Kuminga comes back, he takes the next step. But all of that is a lot to ask, and I don't quite frankly believe that either of any of those three players have given us reason to believe that they could do that. That, to me, is why they're stuck in the place they are, where they might be looking to trade for just starting caliber players, for veterans, to basically just play this thing year to year, 1-year contracts, trade our young guys for older guys, because you haven't developed anyone that can do what we're asking right now anyways.
Is there any way you would entertain packaging Draymond and Butler just to see what it is? Dip your toes into the water and see what it is that you might get in return?
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone except for Curry's on the table.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not getting that feeling at all from Dunleavy or Kerr. Or...
Oh, no. That's how I would look at it.
Gotcha.
But no, you're right. Like, I think they're very much all in on this big three. I don't think Butler's going anywhere. I don't think Draymond's going anywhere. But to me, if you're really trying to build around your solar system, as Kerr's calling Steph Curry, then I do think you have to be open to whatever makes him and this team the best. But, you know, they got their superstar, right? They got their big fish in Jimmy Butler, and now they're just trying to, basically, it sounds like trim the hedges to me.
Let's go to a call.
All right, let's go to Tim in North Carolina. Tim, good morning, my man. Or good afternoon, by the way, out there in Raleigh. What's up, brother? How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, man. It's great to hear y'all, man. Of course, I got to call in for the finale. And just say, listen, Devon, I heard you earlier say you got to let the young man go. And I'm so glad you come to that with me, man. I would call Evan the other day, and I'm so impressed that a 22-year-old who literally had their confidence in the toilet, I don't know how he kept his mind ready. If it's anything that says this kid has a love for the game, to keep his game ready, to keep his focus ready for free throws, to do any of that, and to come back and give you 18, 30, 23, 26, and look like he could easily compete with Minnesota. I mean, it wasn't even hard for him to do that. I think that is what impresses me the most. And to just imagine that this was done almost against the status quo, not being empowered, basically being made to feel like we don't need you, we don't want you. I mean, guys, that is so impressive. And I just hope that people don't call to destroy him and take shots at him on his way out. I think what he did these last four games may seem little, but I think at least the JK haters have to give him the props for doing that. Because I don't know, as a 22-year-old man and being able to go through that and keep a love for the game, I'm just super impressed. And I think, you know, listen, Anthony Edwards, the best thing that ever happened to Anthony Edwards is that he was drafted number one and not number two, guys, because he wouldn't be what he is if he came and played for this coach. He wouldn't have played in front of Klay Thompson. If you guys go back to FIBA 2 years ago when we were sixth place, Ant was benched. He was benched by Kerr, and there was a big hoopla about it. And Kerr had his own feelings then, and he benched Brandon Ingram. And everybody's talking about Cam Johnson and bringing him here. Guys, he benched Cam Johnson. It's certain players that this coach has a fetish for and a desire for, and if you don't fit that, he's not one of your guys. And I think, and we all know about Tatum. So I think, Kuminga, just imagine what can happen with a person that actually empowers them and believes in them, and I think they'll get the best out of them. So I do appreciate y'all, you know, saying that. And I don't think this is just for Kuminga. I think it's just a certain type of player our coach has that just, if you don't fit it, you're not here. And guys, think about this, man. Y'all just said it. This team missed on a number two. They drafted the wrong number seven. They should have known that this coach wanted no parts of this type of a player. But I think Bob had one thing in mind and Steve had another. I think even Mike Dunleavy has a belief that he wants Kuminga and Steve doesn't, right? That's a number seven. And then they chose the wrong 14. They chose Moody in front of Trey Murphy. Guys, who the hell misses on three lottery picks? And then they traded Jordan Poole. I mean, they have blown it from every angle, guys. It's nuts. The best we may get out of all three of those picks is maybe a role player out of Moody? Maybe? Guys, that's crazy. That's an abomination. But, hey, man, I love you guys. I love listening to y'all, man, and I wish y'all nothing but the best, fellas.
Thank you, Tim. Great call, as always.
You left out Şengün.
That draft class was pretty damn good.
You don't
good.
See that.
Dude, so one thing that
usually
I've been...
You see two or three guys hit, but not eight.
Well, I've been going down a little bit of a rabbit hole recently, trying to figure, like, how do you evaluate, like, how good a draft is? To me, I think it's how many players play a decade in the league. And, because, like, for example, the 2009 draft, Curry, it was him, Blake Griffin, James Harden, I think Teague was in that draft. Drew Holiday was in that draft. But there's like 19 players from that one draft that played 10 years in the league. There might be 20 players in that 2021 draft that played 10 years in the league. And it's becoming harder to do, I think, just because of how young a lot of teams are. But That draft class, to Tim's point, there were a lot of dudes they could have got.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
And they had two cracks.
You know, Tim makes a good point when we talk about Jonathan Kuminga. We do have to take into account that, because I think sometimes he gets labeled as being difficult or bad attitude. I think that he displayed to everybody that he kept his head up and they called his number and he just, it was almost seamless. Yeah, it was rusty initially, but that took a lot for a young player who I think considers himself as a star in this league and at times rightfully so, to understand getting benched. I don't know that I could handle it at age 22. Like, we're just not playing you, even though you are our third option this year. You are our third leading scorer. And by the way, we need someone to score the basketball, but I'm still not calling your number. And for him to sit out, I mean, this goes back prior to the playoffs against Houston. He sat out the finale against the Clippers, as well as not playing against Memphis in the play-in game.
Yep.
And not a peep out of this guy. So, yeah, and you know, I think he gets a bad rap. He's got that infectious smile that I know rubs some people the wrong way, that he doesn't care. I hope the young man gets another opportunity, and he will. You're smiling. Why are you smiling?
Because I think I was one of the people that said I didn't like him smiling. Oh. Well, it's just like he's, I guess in the playoffs, you know, smiling in a game where you're down 20. I know that's who he is, and he's a kid, but.
But he's always smiling. He's sort of like, that's sort of his thing when he gets fouled, and he's, it's not, I think we can't read too much into it.
Yeah, smiling's for the regular season. No, I think, well, I don't know though. I don't.
Hey, by the way, Pasta, do you know who Penitentiary Face is? What's Pasta doing?
He's in his own world. Hey, Steven.
Pasta.
Wake up. Pasta.
What's he listening to?
I'm awake. I was just looking at
what are you doing back there?
Do you know who Penitentiary Face is? Just to test your baseball knowledge, because you, for a young man, know Giants baseball history like nobody else. Penitentiary Face. You ever heard of it?
No. What is that?
Is that a person?
Hank Greenwald labeled Jeffrey Leonard way back in the day as Penitentiary Face.
I thought Jeffrey Leonard was the hack man.
He was.
Oh, boy.
But he was a guy that never smiled, so you made me think of that. Like,
and he ran around the bases with the one flap down,
yeah,
right?
One flap. You know all that, but you don't know the nickname that Hank Greenwald.
Imposter's got the most useless knowledge at the station. It's really not even close.
Factual.
JK, you see him last night?
No.
He was sitting courtside of the Falcons
game.
Oh, it's
right here. It's right here.
Yeah,
right
with Joe Lacob.
Yeah, it means he ain't going anywhere.
I mean, like, well, I don't know. I think the likeliest outcome is that they trade him. And maybe if I was him, I'd want to get out of here. But I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that he's just going to be traded. Because a lot of it does depend on what you can get for him. I don't think that you can let him go for nothing.
And it's got to be a sign and trade,
well,
right?
Trading him for a sec. Like, the worst case scenario to me, and I realize that the Dunleavy hinted a little bit at it yesterday when he said, if we want to basically... like, if we could get pre-prime or prime players, we would. But if we think that the best avenue to win a championship is to get a bunch of 35-year-olds, we'll do it, effectively. I just don't want to see another pool for Paul trade. Effectively, like, a name that's out there is Brook Lopez.
No.
Please do not trade Jonathan Kuminga for Brook Lopez.
Nick Claxton.
I don't care who it is. He can't be 37 years old.
And Claxton's 23.
Yeah. Brook Lopez is an artifact. He's ancient.
The reason why I mentioned Brooklyn...
He's too old.
Thank you.
...is because Brooklyn is going to try and get into the Giannis sweepstakes. If there are Giannis sweepstakes this offseason, I don't think they're going to get him. I don't think
you know who could get him? Brooklyn.
I'm talking about Brooklyn right now.
Well, yeah, but then they want... Why would they want Kuminga?
Well, if they can't get Giannis.
Oh, I see. Sorry about that.
So if they miss out on Giannis, I think that they would be in on... Jonathan Kuminga fits sort of what it is that they're doing in terms of their profile.
Sure.
And then they have the younger players where, you know, the Warriors, I think, would be interested in. Namely, one Nick Claxton. So it sort of fits. If they miss out on Giannis, assuming that Giannis wants up and out of Milwaukee, we don't even know that yet.
No, we don't. He hasn't officially asked out. I think everyone's just expecting him to. And by the way, Giannis hasn't really made a whole lot of great choices lately. I'm just saying. That guy had Drew Holiday on his team, who, by the way, they moved hell on earth for.
You don't trade Drew Holiday.
They won a championship with him. The only reason that the years after they weren't that close is because Chris Middleton broke down and their team started to get older. And Giannis said, go get me more help, which they did. They got him Dame Lillard. Like, Giannis is as culpable in that situation as the Milwaukee Bucks, in my opinion. I'm just saying.
And don't go after Halliburton's old man. That was weak.
Why was he on the floor? No. I am totally with Giannis on this.
I know. Everybody
you better
is.
Watch
Everybody
your
is.
Mouth.
Giannis was just frustrated. That's what he was. Just let him do his thing and then get into the locker room.
He was trying to punk him on the floor. First of all, he's a fan, Dan. You can't be on the floor. You know this. If you don't have a credential, get off the hardwood.
Giannis also went after Mathurin, got into a little pushing match with him. He was just frustrated after losing to Indiana.
Well, he was tired of getting antagonized by a nobody. With all due respect to Mr. Halliburton.
Dan could be on the floor.
Well, yeah, but he probably has a credential. Which, by the way, we got Dan out to a Warriors game finally in the postseason.
Will you please get me out to a Knicks game with a credential?
Dude, I don't have that kind of juice.
Yeah, you
Who do you think I am?
Come on.
John Stewart? I wish. I do love John Stewart. All right, let's wrap this segment up. We got a couple calls to get to here, and then we got one more segment on the other side. We're taking your calls again. Final Warriors this week's show of the 2024-25 season. We're not dead. We're not dying. We will be back here soon every Saturday, but we're going to be talking about more than just the Warriors. We're obviously going to be covering them all summer. Let's go to Mitch in New Jersey. Wants to talk about Kuminga. Mitchie, what's up, man?
How you guys doing, Evan? Dan, thanks for taking a call. Happy Saturday.
Back at you.
Hope to hear you guys soon. Get back on the horse.
Oh, yeah.
They gotta keep this Kuminga. Gotta make him a starter next year. I guess it'd be powerful. You gotta draft. You gotta get a big man. like you said, another wing because Bo's getting old. And this thing about Draymond Green demanding minutes, just like Willie Mays had it said his last 2 years with the Mets, and he's no Willie Mays, you don't have to just be a part-time player, bench player. That's what I think. You do have some good – I think you got some good young players. You'd be close next year. You know, I don't think they're going to win next year unless they come out, with Giannis. But to me, it's got to be a star next year. You can't get rid of him. And that fellow before, those three – those what could have been – had they make a 7 and a 14 and another fellow just get one role player. It's kind of how the Sixers have done it. Sixers with all this, the process to come out with just Embiid. They had two top picks in the draft, and Embiid, he was a third pick in that draft. And they're kind of like, with his injuries, they're stuck with all that money. But I don't think the Warriors would be too far off, but they had to replenish with young guys, not old guys.
Yeah, I'm with you, Mitch. Unfortunately,
Mitch, Dan's coming strong today.
Yeah, he's been hanging on for a while. We appreciate that.
Since last Saturday.
Stop it. He does have a point, though. I the only issue is, like, I think we're both on the same page. You would love to see this team get younger. That's not what they're doing.
No.
I mean, they made this bet. They are not going to get younger. In fact, I think it's more probable that they'll get older this offseason.
That's ridiculous. The only way I would bring Kuminga back...
Just saying.
You know, if they get any older, they should bring my mom and her friends who belongs to a senior's home in the Sequoias, and we can all just play chess together, or checkers. Like, that's, you know, what are we doing here?
We'll just get this out of the way. They're going to be the Olden State Warriors next year.
I like it. If Jonathan Kuminga comes back, you have a conversation with him, and you're like, okay, look, you're Steph's number one, you're number two. You don't have to worry about Draymond's not going to get mad at you. Steph's not getting mad. I need you to go. He's in his head. He can't play with this team. I think he's got to get up and out of here. I think it doesn't work with him in terms of the emotion offense. For whatever reasons, Steve Kerr is not in on him. But if he does come back, and people really want to see this guy come back, somebody, whether it's Lacob, whether it's a meeting where – you know, they have a, you know, it's a come to Jesus meeting where you're just like, look, this is what we're going to do for you. You don't have to worry about deferring to Butler or Draymond or Steph. If we want you to attack and go, he has to be given some sense of security that he can be a one option, because that's who he thinks he is. And that's when you, I think, get the best out of this young man.
I guess.
Intervention, that's the word I was looking for. That has to be an intervention.
Well, our intervention right now is called a commercial break, because it'll snap between now and our final segment on Warriors This Week. I see Brennan, I see Kurt, I see Bobby. We'll get to your calls, I promise, on the other side. 888-957-9570. Also on the Boxer Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, Evan Giddings and Dan Devone on Warriors This Week. We'll be back after this on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Warriors This Week on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings and Dan Devone with you here. One segment left. Appreciate everybody that's chimed in today. You know, we are feeling a little bit of the love, Dan. It's not our eulogy, but I do appreciate people calling in, telling us they've enjoyed the year. It's been a long Warriors season.
I mean, this is...
my God.
Every basketball season, every baseball season goes through its ebb and flow, right? Like, it's just... it's this, you know, they talk about the battle of attrition. Have we ever been through a basketball season like this? Think about it. Going into this season, it's like, what do we got? You start 12-3, and there was this euphoria of like, oh, how many of us is like, drank the Kool-Aid and like, oh my God, 13 guys.
Yeah.
This is it. We're going. The
guilty as charged.
And then they were the worst team in basketball for 2 months, and all we dealt with was Warrior rage. And then comes Jimmy Butler, and it's back to the playoffs. And it was, I mean, you talk about the proverbial roller coaster ride, man.
Dude, I was looking at just some of the box scores. So, like, right before the Minnesota series, you know, the Warriors won 3-1. And so I'm going through some of these box scores and trying to figure out, hey, you know, do they have an advantage? What does it mean? And I'm looking at these starting lineups. I'm like, Lindy Waters the III? Dennis Schroeder? By the way, it was on another playoff team, too. Trace Jackson Davis.
How did Schroeder get so
started?
Good with Detroit and suck with the Warriors?
Because he's not a good fit. I think it's the same problem with JK. It's like you really do have to fit into Kerr's system. And actually, who was it? Was it Kerr? I think that was describing Kuminga. This actually was kind of a hammer. Square peg, round hole. I mean, seriously, can you get any more clear than that? He said that Jonathan Kuminga is a square peg and a round hole. And I don't know if that would apply next year if he's back, but to me, that's a coach that is saying, basically, go get me someone else. I also do think, too, to be fair to...
I disagree with that, but go ahead. I'm going to let you finish your statement.
Well, someone better that fits my system. And it may be a bit extreme. But I would also say this. If you are willing to do anything for your big three, for Curry, for Butler, for Green, because that's what I think the direction is for next year, then everyone outside of them has to be on the table. I would also include Pajemski in that discussion. To me, if you're looking at trading Kuminga, I don't think that this summer you can say Pajemski is untradeable the way that he was last summer. I just don't.
I'm hesitant to trade, and one of the reasons why I won't go untouchable is that when I look at someone like Pajemski, I'm like, that's a winner. Like, I can see that guy being on a winning championship team. Just like I could see Jrue Holiday before he won a title. I'm like, Jrue Holiday is he's not going to be the star. He's not going to be your one or two or three option, but he's going to win a title. Like, Jrue Holiday, Pajemski, there's certain players in this league that make the smart. DiVincenzo's another one. It's not by coincidence, although he was hurt. He won a title with Milwaukee. There's certain players that make winning basketball players. Josh Hart with the New York Knicks, that's a winner. There's certain guys that have that DNA that I'm very reluctant to trade. Yes, he's a little clunky right now, but the basketball plays that he makes consistently, even when he's not shooting well offensively, there's value to that. And there's few and far guys that have the ability to play like that, and that be their sort of overall makeup. You can't teach it. It's clearly the X factor. And I think that he is, at the end of the day, he's going to be a winning basketball player. And whether it's with the Warriors, I mean, time will tell. Really quick, just getting back to Jonathan Kuminga and Schroeder and Steve Kerr, I don't think when it comes to someone like Butler, anybody should be able to play with these guys. I don't think it's the system that you don't fit. It's the player that doesn't fit because they're not mentally strong enough to play with the likes and the stardom and the light that sort of is given off by someone like that of a Steph Curry or a Draymond or a Jimmy Butler. It's difficult to play with those players. It's much easier to do that in Detroit. It's going to be much easier for that of Jonathan Kuminga to do that in Brooklyn, should he go to the Nets. But it takes a certain person and a certain mental makeup to, like, go, you know what, I'm going to do me, even though I know I've got these stars who are much older and these veterans are future Hall of Famers. It's a difficult fit, not schematically, but to find the right player that has the proper mental fortitude. And the reason why I work with Jimmy Butler, who doesn't fit into Steve Kerr's system, is because Jimmy Butler doesn't give a damn. Jimmy Butler is a perfect example of what it is that I'm saying. Is that Jimmy Butler is like, no, you need to fit in with me. And if you're going to be a young player and work with the Warriors, you've got to have that similar type of attitude. And I think it's that more than anything else is the reason why Jonathan Kuminga can't coexist with Steph and company.
I think it's because he needs the ball. Like, I mean, I think it's just...
But so does Jimmy Butler. And it's worked with him.
No, he doesn't, though. I don't think that Jimmy needs the ball as much as...
Well, if he's going to score, he's going to ISO.
He is. Yeah, that's
it's not off of this motion offense.
But he creates for others. Jimmy Butler creates for others. He can drive. He's not afraid to kick. He moves the ball. He understands spacing. All of those things are things that Kuminga has struggled with at this point. Kuminga is a player that I feel like when he's at his best, it's because he's featured. He's given big minutes. His usage rate is high. He's on the ball a lot. And when you have Steph and Jimmy in a game, the ball's going to go to them. Like, that's just, I feel like that's a better way to win. And so that's, to me, why the square peg round hole comment came into play. All right, let's go back to the phone lines.
We want to get calls. Giannis trade, is that going to be the theme of the show?
No, I want to get to Bobby first. He's been hanging on a little longer. So Bobby is out in Oakland. What's up, Bobby? Good morning.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Man, it's good to talk with you guys. You guys do a good job every week, so appreciate it, all the content for sure.
Thanks, Bobby.
Absolutely. I mean, I enjoyed this season, right? I mean, you trade for Jimmy Butler. We're definitely hovering around that 10th spot and wind up getting him to the play-in as well as the playoffs, the second round. But, you know, it clearly shows that, yeah, our guys are getting older at this time of the year. They're probably going to break down. So I like to see them do something bold. I don't know how affordable the potential free agent would be, like a guy like a Miles Turner. See if he can bring somebody like that in. I don't know how feasible that would be. Maybe even visit the marketing scenario again. I'm not the biggest fan, but at least he can bring some shooting and some size. But unless you do something to change it up, we're probably going to wind up struggling to get into the play-in next year with all these up-and-coming teams. You got Dallas in there, and you can go down the line of the Western Conference. It's going to be a beast again. But, you know, obviously Steve Kerr with the young guys, I don't think he does a good job with the young guys. You got to create a lane for a guy like Kuminga to create some type of way to get him involved with the offense. Even if you have Steph in there, I don't buy the excuse he can't play with Steph and Jimmy and Draymond. As a coach, you got to find a way. So hopefully we can get some free agent. Maybe we can get some changes to the offense. Create some more opportunities for the young guys as well. But again, just wanted to say appreciate you guys all year, and we'll see what the Warriors can do next year.
Thanks, Bobby. Well, Kurt did also mention that if Kuminga's on the team next year, there's going to be a lot of early experimentation with him and Butler and Curry, and I don't know, maybe they are able to figure it out. But from the sample size we saw, it was clunky. How about that?
Were you a conspiracy guy with the Cooper flag of the Dallas Mavericks? Please tell me you're not. Oh, come on.
I mean,
no.
That's some alien nest stuff right there. Like,
come on.
Adam Silver just John Dillinger'd the league in broad daylight.
There's no conspiracy. Please.
Yes, there is. I actually think it's quite obvious.
Oh, my God. No, please. Not you, Ev. Not you.
I'm telling you, man. He just pulled the gun out and
on you.
Assassinated the lottery just in right in front of our eyes.
Well, first of all,
that was a coup de grace.
4 or 5 years ago, where they flattened the odds. I mean, they created this so this sort of thing happens. Which, by the way,
you have to admit, it's a pretty big coincidence.
I get it. But San Antonio's got the number 2 pick. It's just showing you that it's giving everybody an opportunity, and they're trying to prevent tanking, which is why they flatten the odds, and you're going to see a lot more of this. Which is why, to get back to the Golden State Warriors, when I told you at one point this year that, Ev, instead of looking forward and walking down the 5 or the 6 seed, you might want to go the other way. Because the Warriors would have had a very similar record to that of the Dallas Mavericks, and you could be talking about a Cooper flag coming to the Golden State Warriors and playing with Steph. And
are you kidding me?
And now we got a future. Now, Pasta, we got something to look forward to.
So what you're telling me, that is a bombshell. That's honestly one of the best takes that I've heard this entire season, is that the Warriors should have tanked, should have lost in the play-in, because you're telling me that they would have been the team conspired with to receive Cooper Flagg.
It wasn't tanking. And listen, I'm going to admit that I didn't necessarily think Jimmy Butler would do what
he is. Or if we had traded Steph Curry, we would have received Cooper Flagg.
No, I'm not going there.
Yeah, I think where this thing's going.
Where you think that the conspiracy theory goes as far as that they conspired to make sure that Luka went to the Los
100%.
Angeles Lakers because it's the number 2 market?
The Lakers have to have a star. Everything is bad for the league if the Lakers do not have a star.
That's where you're wrong, is because you don't want stars like LeBron and Luka going to the Lakers, because people already watch the Lakers. The Lakers are already one of the products in the NBA that's going to get viewership. You like your stars in Dallas.
No,
you like Giannis in Milwaukee.
Chance.
You like LeBron in Cleveland, because those are the smaller market teams that you're trying to bring attention to. So if there's really anything, too, and I don't even like to entertain this, because there's never been a conspiracy.
Yes, there has.
And so when you think about...
We vehemently disagree.
If you think about trying to get stars to L.A., that makes no... L.A., they don't want that imbalance. They like stars in smaller markets. They like Luka right where he was.
Do you know the least viewed NBA finals the last 15 years? It was when Denver played Miami. It's because there's no... Because Nikola Jokic is the best player in the world. Won an MVP. Actually, Embiid might have won that season. But best player in the world. It does not matter if you don't have big stars in marquee markets. It's the whole reason why... I'm not saying it's going to be conspired, like the Knicks are going to make the finals because the league wants them to. But there's a reason why people are talking about Jalen Brunson as being a superstar. It's because he plays in the New York market. The Lakers, you're right, are always going to be on television. But it's bad for the league when your biggest brand has nothing to offer. It's why after Kobe Bryant, they were just stuck. Like, they had, actually, you look at the players they drafted pretty well. But none of those players were superstars.
The Knicks haven't had anything to offer since 73. So where's the conspiracy of making them relevant again?
No, my point is, when you have talent in that... Well, actually, I think it's been more so Boston than the Knicks. I mean, the Knicks are in a big market, but they're not like...
It's the number one market. It's the New York Knicks.
Yeah, but they're not seen as the winners of the NBA. Like, would you consider the Knicks a blue blood?
Well, I think that if you want to make the NBA relevant, or if you want, to your point, if you're going to conspire to have the big market teams have the best players, then what happened in New York in this conversation?
Well, we're talking about Cooper Flagg, but I think that...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's just a pretty damn big coincidence.
So, okay, how did this happen?
The one top five market in the lottery gets Cooper Flag instead of Charlotte, instead of Washington, D.C., instead of Utah, and instead of New Orleans. I just think it's a pretty... I think it's a pretty damn big coincidence. Zion? He went to New Orleans.
Yeah. Is that a conspiracy? My point is okay, so what are they doing specifically? Are you under one of those, the balls are weighted? Like, I mean, how is this happening?
I mean, I believe in Deflategate, yeah. What?
By the way, I believe Jim Harbaugh cheated. They weigh those balls. They literally weigh those balls to get out in front of these conspiracy things. There's no conspiracy. They flattened the odds like 6 years ago so that... to prevent tanking.
Great point, Tall Asian Mike on YouTube. Zion's pick happened after trading Anthony Davis to the Lakers.
What I would suggest to everybody...
rewarded. Thank you, Tall Asian Mike.
Is that... this is the lesson learned out of this. Is that if you're somebody like that, a Utah and Danny Ainge, and you just want to go... you want to be Philadelphia back in the day, or even if the Warriors, you know, if you want to compile draft picks... and lose and get lottery picks, well, this should teach you a lesson that there are no guarantees that you're going to get the Cooper Flag or even get the number two pick if you're Washington.
Also, I'm sorry, I totally forgot. This all started with the Knicks in 1985.
Yeah, with Patrick Ewing.
Did the Knicks quote unquote win the lottery?
There's no conspiracy. When people say conspiracy, like what happened?
I'm pushing your buttons now.
How did it happen?
What? How did it happen? I don't have the answers. That's why it's a conspiracy.
I just love to throw out conspiracy. People always love to do this. And then when you push them a little bit, okay, well, just walk me through this. Who's conspiring here?
Well, Adam Silver.
I know. I love it when the NFL is like, well, the NFL, the referees are all, everyone's conspiring because they want the best. I'm like, okay.
David Stern was pulling strings.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that guy was...
can you imagine
the man behind the curtain?
In this day and age, about everything goes viral. So who's in on this? And you don't think they're going to talk at some point?
Oh, the owners. Absolutely the owners. All the owners. Everyone gets the slice of the pie as long as the big boys end up where they're supposed to. Because it's better for the league. If Cooper Flag is in
Utah,
a bigger market.
And Washington and Charlotte, all the teams.
Hell again, with them. They don't mean anything.
I love it.
The owners are all in on it because it's going to increase the valuation of the league,
right?
The TV contracts, the big money markets.
I've never wanted to hear from a Giannis caller more than I do from this gentleman.
There is another conspiracy theory. The Warriors are getting Giannis. Let's go to Brendan in Texas. Brendan, what's up, man? How we doing?
Hey, how y'all doing? I'll call in every now and then, but I was going to say, I really just want to call out these Jimmy haters because it's kind of insane. Yes, do I agree that he is making a little too much money for my liking? Because anybody on his team that's like should be making almost the same amount of money as Steph is honestly insane in my opinion. But his injury, y'all, these fans are forgetting. He was supposed to be out for 2 weeks. Not one or whatever. Like, 2 weeks. And he came back within one game. It wasn't no minor pelvic contusion. It was a deep pelvic contusion. And he came back within a game. It wasn't like Steph's, where, you know, it was very minor and he came back. And he still decided to play through that. And when we needed him, he came back, you know. And everybody keeps complaining about, oh, where's playoff Jimmy? He gave you playoff Jimmy. And you know what game it was? The game that everyone keeps complaining about that we should have won, where he dropped 36 points. And then they'd be like, oh, we went 1-for-7. He can't do it all. He's injured. He came back within one day. But, another thing I was going to say is that's enough about Jimmy. And I would say Giannis, I think he's up for grabs a little bit because people have to remember, I think it was like a year ago, he was literally saying, like, he thinks Steph is the best player in the world. Like, if he wants to say he wants to come here, he very rightfully so can do that. So I think he's up for grabs. And when last thing I'm going to say is about Kuminga, and y'all were saying, like, how he was, like, you know, staying next to Joe Lacob. But there's also another person y'all probably don't know who he was sitting next to. I don't think he was sitting next to him, but he was there. Doc Rivers was there. And I saw a video of him talking to Doc Rivers and Joe Legup at the same time. So, I mean, hey, and y'all, you know, talk about that all you want. I mean, I think he might, you know, be on the trade talks. But, yeah, that's all I got to say, man. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks, Brendan. Yeah, I mean, perhaps. I got to imagine if Milwaukee's going to make a trade for Giannis, they're going to look for something better than Jonathan Kuminga. But
no, it's Jonathan Kuminga, it's draft assets, it's whatever they can package together. They got some, you know, it just depends on what the package is for Giannis. And if Giannis is saying, I want to go play with Steph.
And also, too, to Brendan's point about Jimmy, yeah, I agree. I don't think he was 100% for sure, but it does, again, highlight the importance of load managing him throughout the regular season, which, by the way, he didn't really need help doing. Like, Jimmy load manages himself. I think he played an average of 53 games per regular season when he was with Miami. So you're going to miss him for 20 or 30 games next year, in all likelihood. But, yeah, just you got to preserve these guys. That's the goal next season.
Who's winning with OKC and the Denver Nuggets?
Okay, so Aaron Gordon is apparently a game-time decision. I have to imagine he's going to try to play, but he's probably not going to be 100%. Dude, I want the Nuggets to win so bad. Mm. I just do. I mean, in fact, I want Adelman to get a chip his first year. Not even his first year. The guy hasn't coached at all in his life.
That's pretty wild.
It's ridiculous. And it goes to show that you like the moves that people consider idiotic, and I don't think I thought it was a dumb move at the time. I just thought it was perplexing. But when the reports came out that Booth and Malone were just too toxic with how, like, you know, their Game of Thrones approach to this organization of trying to fight back and forth for it, just give it to the kid, give it to Adelman, and give it back to the people that actually dictate what happens in games, and that's the players. And they've clearly responded to it, so I'm rooting for them.
Well, this just gets back to, again, what I've told you all along. School's in, young man.
Also, Evan. OKC might get Lemon Booty.
Who?
Lemon Booty. Or just tight.
Lemon Booty, yeah. You know what Sue Bird always tells that story?
Puckering.
Sue Bird tells a story about R.E.M., who everybody loves R.E.M., greatest. Maybe the greatest collegiate basketball coach, certainly the greatest women's collegiate basketball coach. And she says, we played a game against Tennessee. And we were supposed to beat Tennessee, but we were just tight. And we weren't playing well. And at halftime, Ari Emma comes into the locker room, doesn't say a word, but just gives what we thought initially was the okay sign. Like, he's like, okay. Except the O started getting smaller and smaller. And he's like, you know what this is? Like, you know where I'm going with that.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, this is your... But Sue Bird, congratulations, by the way, the new president of the women's national basketball team.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
WNBA kicking off.
It's officially here.
Are you in good hands?
0-1. 0-1 to start.
Oh, has the season already started?
The Valkyries played last
night. That's right.
They lost to the Sparks. I think Kelsey Plum dropped like 40. But the, what was I going to say? Oh, there's nothing better than game sevens, man. Like, that's the other part that I'm really just looking forward to tomorrow.
Speaking of getting tight.
You see who's really got it. I mean, game sevens, it feels like sometimes they're officiated differently. Players got to find different ways to score. I don't think it's out of the question that Denver can win without Gordon. And it's because of what you've been talking about this whole time, dating back months, by the way. Devone's been on this forever. That OKC might just be too young. Or
they are too young. It's the reason why it's going seven games.
But if they beat Denver, I think they can win a championship. Nah.
It's the reason why Minnesota, and you're seeing this maturity of Ant-Man, it's because he went seven games, first of all, against Denver in the semis, and then seven games last year against the Dallas Mavericks.
I thought they lost. I thought they got cooked by Dallas.
No, it went seven.
In the Western Finals? Maybe we can check that. But
they went seven against Denver.
Yeah. Seven against, and they came back from down 20 on the road in that game.
And this is after sweeping Phoenix. Anyways, yeah. That has led to the sort of Ant-Man you're seeing now. Do we have any idea what Jalen Williams is going to be like in this game seven in a key possession late in the game? Do we have any idea, reference points, what Chet Holmgren is going to be like?
Jalen was 3 for 16 in game six.
What was the series last year?
Plus 4-1, right?
Yeah, it was 4-1.
Oh, okay. 7 against Denver.
Yeah. But I do think that things are lining up for Minnesota very well. Because either you're going to play a team that you do have more experience than an OKC, or they'll play a Denver team who's... I think the Nuggets have more championship blood than any team left right now, but their kryptonite has been the Timberwolves. They have not been able to solve that riddle. I think they got swept by him this year 4-0.
I mean, last year was pretty much Boston. We knew at this point, at least they were the odds-on favorite. This year, I dare anybody to tell me who's going to win the title.
I'll tell you right now.
Go ahead.
The Knicks.
Are you doing that just because, what are you doing to me? Huh? What are you doing to me in Jersey, Ken?
Just trying to feed the beast.
Is that the whammy?
No, you guys do this, and this is where your East Coast side comes out, and I don't like it. I told Ken last night, after a couple, Knicks are going to beat the Pacers. I think they're going to beat the Pacers. And he goes, no, shut up. Stop. Don't say that.
Why would you do that?
Why would I do that? Because I think it's going to happen. I'm not allowed to voice my opinion, an educated guess. I'm doing it on these airways.
That's not why you're doing that.
I'm not trying to mush you. I swear. I love you, man.
It could happen. This could be the year. You got to go back to Dave DeBuscher.
All right.
Frazier. Bill Bradley. 1973.
And on that note, what do you think the Warriors...
Some good news, damn it.
Yeah, I don't have any right now, Goo. But we'll be paying attention all summer long to everything that happens in the NBA. Obviously, the Golden State Warriors, they got a lot of decisions to make. I think the first big one is what happens to Jonathan Kuminga. That's the domino that's going to set everything going down. And in the meantime, we'll also be able to open things back up, Dan. We're going to be talking about football. Brock Purdy just got his mega contract. Baseball's on the horizon. You got an eclectic taste in sports, so I look forward to our next time together.
Look forward to it, buddy.
All right, that'll wrap it up for Warriors this week. In the 2024-25 season, thanks to everyone who has chimed in, made this a great communal show that I love doing with my guy Dan for 3 hours every single day. For Steven Risotto, for Zach Green, for D, my name is Evan Giddings saying so long. We'll talk to you next time on 95.7 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.